This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey, I'm Alan Sepinwall. I'm the chief TV critic for Rolling Stone, which is a fancy way of saying that I watch TV for a living. But there are so many TV shows being made now that even I can't watch all the ones I want to. But what if you didn't have to binge an entire series? What if you just looked at the very first episode of a show you'd never seen, and then the very last? Would you feel like you'd gotten the complete experience, or would you be completely lost at the end? Well, there's only one way to find out. Welcome to Rolling Stone and OBB Sound's Too Long, Didn't Watch, presented by Google Assistant. Each episode, I sit down with the biggest names in entertainment who have never watched some of my favorite television shows. Together, we'll watch the pilot and finale of a series they haven't seen before. Then they try to figure out what happened in between. In season one of this podcast, we'll get Jon Hamm's hot take on Gossip Girl.
The Gossip Girl runs a website of just this school. I don't know how she's going to drive clicks and revenue, but okay.
Lena Dunham connects with Cheers on an existential level.
Cheers started out as something you could dismiss, and it ended as something that you could not ignore.
Exactly. It went from afterthought to juggernaut.
Like me whenever I date someone.
We'll listen as Alison Brie gets drunk with power on Game of Thrones.
She went up and touched it, and I could, like, feel myself salivating, like I'm sit in it.
Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally will go back to their high school days with My So-Called Life.
You really looked exactly like Jared Leto.
Like if he worked out a little bit.
Yeah. If he was a little more buff.
And Paul Scheer will explain why he's so thankful he came on the podcast instead of sitting through all seven seasons of Dexter. Okay, so Paul, was this a good way to experience the series, just watching the first episode and the last one?
100%. I saved myself so much grief. Alan, you have saved my time, you've saved my patience, and my energy.
But mostly, we're going to hear a lot of insane theories about where these shows could have gone. Take Kumail Nanjiani, for instance, trying to wrap his head around three seasons, one movie, and one bonus season of Veronica Mars.
I would think that the dad, the bad dad, the rich dad, Jake, is the one who committed the murder, but then that seems quite obvious, but it could be that someone else committed the murder, his son did, her brother, her ex-boyfriend, and then the dad's covering up for him.
All right, let's find out. Here on Too Long Didn't Watch, we're tackling the platinum age of television together because no one should have to binge alone or binge at all if they don't want to. Until next time, I'm Alan Sepinwall, and now our trailer has ended.